Hello, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. I've interviewed dozens of leading doctors on this show, and when we talk about heart health, the conversation always centers on the usual suspects: diet, exercise, and weight management. But today, we're approaching heart health from an entirely different angle, one that most cardiologists never address. On this episode, you're going to learn how emotional pain from your past could literally create a protective wall around your heart. This wall blocks your ability to give and receive love, experience joy, and reach optimal health. And joining us to discuss this fascinating neuroscience-proven focus is a listener favorite. Dr. Bradley Nelson is back in the house. He's a holistic physician and author of the new book, The Heart Code. He's here to share how trapped emotions can form what he calls a heart wall, and more importantly, how releasing these emotional blockages can transform your relationships, your health, and overall well-being. Stay tuned. This heart-to-heart conversation starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is a renowned holistic physician and one of the world's foremost experts on natural methods of achieving wellness. He's touched the lives of over 500 million people through more than 1,700 media appearances worldwide. As CEO of Discover Healing, he's a global visionary, leader in root cause and personal transformation. His previous best-selling books include The Emotion Code and The Body Code. His newest book is called The Heart Code, The Breakthrough Method to Open Your Heart and Transform Your Life. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Bradley Nelson.
Well, Dr. Friedman, thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
Yeah, always great having you on there. Like I said, you're a listener favorite, so I love how you share such compelling, great, inspiring information. And your previous books, you focused on cracking the codes for overall health and emotion. Share with us, what led you to write The Heart Code?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. The heart is, as you said, usually thought of in terms of diet and exercise and so on. But if you go back a few thousand years, the ancient civilizations around the world believed that the heart was much more than what we've thought. They believed the heart was the seat of the soul, the source of love and creativity and romance, the heart. Well, somewhere over 100 years ago, we discovered that the heart has a lot of gray matter and white matter in it, the same material that makes up the brain. They called that the little brain in the heart, and they didn't think too much about it until around 1991, people began to understand that this brain in the heart, which consists of about 40,000 neurons, is actually a completely separate brain from the brain that is in our heads. So we're all walking around with two brains. And when scientists actually looked at the communications between the brain in the head and the brain in the heart, they found, much to their surprise, that the vast majority of the communications between those two brains were actually going from the brain in the heart to the brain in the head, leading scientists to believe that somehow the heart is exerting this control over the brain that's in our heads and telling the brains in our heads what to do. Well, we talked last time about emotional baggage and how we all develop emotional baggage and what emotional baggage is and how it consists of these energies that we were beginning to experience that we either buried because we didn't want to go there or that were overwhelming because something terrible happened, someone died, or someone was in an accident, or someone asked someone else for a divorce, or whatever. Or sometimes we take an emotion that's coming up for us and we artificially enhance it and make it overwhelmingly powerful. The reality of it is now, in this year, 2026, we're now understanding that emotional baggage, which is something that we've, of course, referred to for many years, usually in private conversation in reference to someone else, right, that's got issues, that emotional baggage is actually real and that it's having an enormous effect on us, that it is the underlying primary cause of things like depression and anxiety and phobias and panic attacks and PTSD and eating disorders and self-sabotage of all kinds. And it also is an underlying cause of most of the physical pain that people experience. which is an amazing statement, but we actually now know that is true. We've certified over 15,000 practitioners now in the emotion code in 108 countries around the world. And we're all finding the same thing and have for many decades now that physical pain is largely caused by emotional baggage. So that pain that's in your neck right now, that might relate back to your divorce or maybe when you were bullied as a child, or that low back pain might be when you were accused of cooking the books or something at some point, or something else bad happened. So that brings us to the heart. You know, it's very interesting. Back, I remember as a kid in the 60s being very, very interested in medicine. And I remember when they did the first heart transplant, and it was big news worldwide. Well, what I didn't realize until many years later was something that doctors found out when heart transplants began to become routine. And that is that oftentimes patients would come back to the doctor and they would say things like, "Doc, something weird's going on. I feel better with my new heart, but now I love classical music and I can't get enough of it. And certain passages I just play over and over, and I never used to like classical music." Meanwhile, the spouse is kind of rolling their eyes thinking, "Yeah, can you get this guy to turn off the classical music?" Or people would say things like, "You know, I love baseball now. I never cared for it before. Or my taste in food or sports or something has completely changed." In fact, sometimes people would have memories of being in places that they never in their life had ever visited after their heart transplant. So somehow those memories came with the heart. And when doctors would connect these people with the family of the heart donor, they would inevitably find out things like, "Well, yes, our son was a baseball player. Now you love baseball and you didn't before. Well, and his heart's beating in your chest. Maybe that's why." My favorite story about this heart transplant phenomenon, and there are books written about this, by the way, it's called Cellular Memory, is from a young girl, 9 years old, who received a transplanted heart from another young girl who had actually been murdered. And after the heart transplant, she began having the same horrific nightmare every night. And she dreamt that she was being killed. And her descriptions of the murderer, as well as the murder weapon, led to the arrest and conviction of the killer of the donor. Think about that. She was literally seeing the murder of this other girl. Those memories came with that heart. It's amazing stuff, isn't it?
It is. You know, I was going to bring that up. So glad you did, that the heart stores more than blood. It contains consciousness, even our phobias, memory, talents. It's amazing. Now, I've had so many doctors on the show. We discuss the gut-brain connection. It's so common. I'd say probably every third guest brings it up, and how our gut functions as the second brain. But you're shining a light on something people aren't talking about. First here on this show, the heart-brain connection. Your book shares how the heart sends more signals to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. So my question to you is, would you consider our heart the body's pilot and our brain the co-pilot when it comes to decision-making? Or are they 50-50?
Ideally, we should be living from the brain that is in our heart, because it's that heart brain that operates on the basis of love and forgiveness and affection. Think about it. When you fall in love, it's the brain in your heart that's doing that. It's not the brain that's in your head. But what we have found is that when we experience heartache, when we feel like our heart is going to break because we're really being deeply hurt, or we're deep in grief, something bad's going on, that's a physical sensation. And that's where that word heartache or heartbreak, that's where those phrases, words come from, right? Because of that physical sensation. And the ancients knew this thousands of years ago. And that helped lead to all of their old ideas about the heart being all of those amazing things, the seat of the soul, the core of our being, and so on. But what we have found is absolutely earth-shattering, and that is that the subconscious mind will put up a wall around the heart when we feel like our heart is breaking. And most of us have felt that sensation at one point or another. Like there's an elephant sitting on our chest, like we can't breathe because what's going on is so hard. When that's happening, because the heart is everything the ancients believed it to be, the subconscious mind will begin to put up a wall around that heart. And that wall is invisible. It's like an invisible energy field, and that wall is made of layers of emotional energy. So the trapped emotions, the emotional baggage you've accumulated up until that point, will be used to build a wall around your heart. Now, because the heart is everything the ancients believed it to be, when you have built up a wall around your heart made of negative emotions like anger and resentment and grief and sadness and sorrow and so on, what happens is it makes it much more difficult for you to really follow your heart. You know, when we graduate high school or college, that's great advice, right? Somebody tells us you should follow your heart, and that's absolutely true. But the problem is, if you've got a wall built up around your heart, it makes that much more difficult. Now, by the same token, when we fall in love, we don't fall in love because of what's going on with the brain in our heads. We fall in love because of the heart brain. And so when we have a wall built up around our heart, it becomes much more difficult for us to find love, to stay in love, to fall in love, to find our soulmate. And we have many, many stories of this in the Heart Code book, of how people were able to get rid of that wall of energy around their heart, and then how love showed up in their lives, or creativity showed up in their lives, and they were able to have the very best creative ideas of their lives after that wall was taken down. And so, Dr. Friedman, the amazing thing about it is we have found that about 93% of people have put up this wall around their hearts. 93% of people in this world are walking around with an invisible force field, a wall around their heart made of energy, and they don't even know it. This is very different, of course, from Western medicine. But if you think about some of the smartest people on earth and what they've said about medicine, Albert Einstein said, the medicine of the future will be the medicine of frequencies. Think about that. It was Nikola Tesla that said, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. And we're moving now into the 21st century, and we're beginning to really, truly understand we are divine beings, that we're beings of pure energy, that our emotional baggage is having a huge effect on us mentally, physically, and emotionally, but also that when we feel like our heart's going to break, we'll put up a wall subconsciously. We don't even know it. But that wall is going to interfere with our health physically. It's going to interfere with our ability to find love and to create the life that we're really, truly capable of. And that's what this new book, The Heart Code, is all about. In fact, it's a method. Anybody can pick up this book and learn how to get rid of their own heart wall. They can do it themselves, or they can. We have lots of practitioners around the world. They can find someone that can help them as well.
At what age can heart walls begin forming? Can children develop them, or is it something that you found typically occurs in adulthood?
Yeah, the first person that we found that had put up a heart wall was my wife, and it began at 2 years old. She was born into a very volatile family. Her father was kind of a rageaholic. And so at about age two, her subconscious mind decided that she needed some protection or her heart was going to break. And so she lived with that wall all of her life and battled with depression and anxiety and never really felt like she belonged with any group she was ever with until that wall was taken down. And then her whole world began to shift. Not unusual for people to fall in love also who never thought they would. So it's an amazing thing. The hardest thing about writing this book was sifting through 10,000 testimonials from around the world to see which ones we were going to include. But it is truly an amazing phenomenon that people need to know about.
Yeah. What about when it's the heart wall is released? Can it come back? Is there any type of like maintenance needed to prevent forming new barriers?
Yeah. Once that wall is taken down, it's always a good idea to go back every few months and just check and see how things are going. If you go through a difficult situation, again, it's possible that you might have put up another layer. See, initially the heart wall is made from anywhere from one to maybe 20 or so emotional layers. And so it might take a couple of sessions, maybe a week at the most, to get through all of those so that that wall is gone. Then just coming back periodically and checking it to make sure that it stays gone is a good idea.
Yeah. Now, this process that you identified of releasing heart walls, can you give our listeners just like maybe a brief overview of how it works? Is it affirmations? Is it meditation? What's a little bit about the process involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was a computer programmer starting out in about 1980. And so I was very involved in computers and have been for a long, long time. When I became a doctor, it slowly began to dawn on me that within every patient that I was seeing was a computer of sorts that eventually I was able to learn how to communicate with And the reality of it is that every single one of us has this Google within us, you can call it the subconscious mind or the spirit, whatever you want. But that internal computer system within each one of us knows exactly, with a perfect understanding, what we really need. If we have a deficiency of a vitamin, if we've got emotional baggage, any of those things and more, the subconscious mind knows those things. So what we do is we teach people in the Heart Code book and in our other books how to actually access this internal computer, which knows with a perfect understanding exactly what we need. It knows all about your emotional baggage. It knows if you've got a heart wall. One of the things that we like to recommend for people is to, first of all, recognize that it's very likely, about a 9 out of 10 probability, that they do have a heart wall and that it is affecting them and it can be interfering with their full expression of their life and their ability to give and receive love and so on. That's the first thing. And then picking up a copy of the Heart Code book is really the best way to really learn how to do this. And you can do this on yourself. You can do this with other people. It's not affirmations really. What it is instead is it's a matter of learning some very simple ways to get yes and no answers from the subconscious mind. Now, in the Heart Code book, we teach a couple of methods. One of those is with finger testing, where you make a ring with one hand, with your thumb and forefinger. And then with the other hand, you put a finger or two through that loop. And then when you ask questions and try to break that loop, if the answer is yes, that loop will stay strong. And if the answer is no, the loop will break open. Because the body is slightly weaker when the answer coming from the subconscious mind is no. Now, another thing that we teach is something called the sway test, where you'll find that if you stand upright, you drop your hands down by your sides and have your feet about shoulder width apart and close your eyes, if you think about things that are positive, what will tend to happen is your body, within about 3 to 10 seconds, will tend to sway forward. If you think about things that are really negative, like war, things like that, your body will tend within 3 to 10 seconds to sway backward. And we found that you can use this capacity of the subconscious mind to actually get answers. So you can pose questions. A question that you might ask is, do I have a heart wall? And just stand there very relaxed. And your body may, within 3 to 10 seconds, sway forward for you. 9 out of 10 times it will. And then we have a chart of emotions. People can Google this online, the emotion code chart, and there's lots of them out there. We also have something called the Immersion Path that's a free program right now that walks people through this whole process of how to release their first trapped emotion. And that's available at discoverhealing.com.
That's great. I know some of the benefits you mentioned. Who doesn't want this? Increased emotional openness, improved creativity, better relationships, even enhanced physical wellness. I'm curious, how long does it typically take for somebody to see these changes after a wall's released? Is it instant or is it ongoing process?
It's very interesting. It's instant for some people. For some people, it takes weeks. For some people, it takes months. So we just never know. But one of the most fun things that we see is where people fall in love who never thought they would. In fact, one of our practitioners was telling us how her sister called her up one day, a year or so ago. She'd been divorced for 9 years. And she said, listen, sis, I'm tired of being alone. I've got to find somebody. I don't want to be alone anymore. And I'm not getting any younger. Would you come work on me? See if I have any emotional baggage. And so the two of them got together, spent a couple of days together, the weekend, didn't really tell anybody else what they were doing. But sure enough, this sister had put up a wall. Everybody that goes through a divorce has put up a wall, and it makes it harder for them to find the next love. So they were able to get that heart wall cleared. Guess what happened? The next day, the phone started to ring. Now, remember, neither one of them had told anybody what was going on. But now suddenly when that wall is taken down, that pure energy, the pure essence of her core was going out into the world and communicating itself. And then there were guys that hadn't talked to her in years that week called her. And it's an amazing phenomenon. But you know, there was a book written by a Dr. Rupert Sheldrake called Dogs That Know When Their Owners Are Coming Home. Some people said, well, dogs know that if dogs go to the window or they go to the door when they hear the owner's car. And other people said, nah, it's got to be something else. And they actually studied this and they found that no matter what time of the day it was, the moment that the owner started thinking about going home, that's the moment that the dog would go to the window or go to the door. How does that work? How is that being communicated to the dog? Well, Dr. Sheldrake calls it the morphic field. It's the field that connects all of us and connects everything. It's invisible to us, but that's how that was working for that woman. And it's an amazing thing, but there are lots of fun stories like that in the Heart Code book. And if people want to, they can go to, of course, the book's available on Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble. But if they want to go to my personal site at drbradleynelson.com and use the code GOODHEALTH in all caps, they can get some really nice gifts and discounts. In fact, if you buy 5 books, you get a free heart wall session from one of our practitioners somewhere in the world. So
fantastic. I gotta say something interesting before you brought up about the dog, like 20 seconds prior, my dog came up right here by the mic. He must have known you were gonna say that. True awesome. Story. It was like up there, I'm like, wait a minute, that's kind of interesting. But I thought I'd throw that in. One thing that puzzles me and maybe others is all these folks that have achieved remarkable success, they built financial security, they checked all the boxes, yet they still feel emotionally stuck or disconnected. How is it possible for someone who appears from the outside to have everything still be carrying that kind of emotional blockage?
Well, most people have a heart wall and we all have emotional baggage and we're amazing as human beings. We are able to achieve amazing things in spite of being blocked that way. But you know, when you have a heart wall, it makes it much more difficult for you to really feel love and to give love, because love's an energy as well as being a verb. And it also makes it more difficult for you to really manifest the true best creative, best life, best destiny that lies within your own heart. I think there's a blueprint inside of every one of us for the best life that we can live. And when you've got a heart wall, it just makes it so much more difficult. It's not that we can't achieve success. It's not that we can't find love, but we have to work at it a lot harder than we should when we have put up a wall like this. So getting rid of the heart wall just makes things easier. And it also has a tremendous effect when you have a heart wall, a tremendous negative effect on health, because we are beginning to understand that with every beat, the heart is communicating to all the cells of the body. And when you have a heart wall, then that communication becomes interfered with. And getting rid of that wall, and I have seen this in my own practice, where just getting rid of the heart wall has had an immensely powerful effect on every organ and gland and chakra and meridian in the entire body. I've seen it over and over again.
Yeah, so true. I know there's a lot of talk in the news about environmental toxins and how they affect our biological systems. I'm curious, do you see any connection between toxic burden, inflammation, and maybe nutrient status and someone's ability to form or release heart walls?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what's interesting is that emotional baggage interferes with, you can think of it as interfering with the expression of life, period. When you have an emotional energy trapped in the body, wherever it is, you can think of it as being like a ball of emotional energy, like anger or grief or whatever, that's about the size of an orange to the size of a grapefruit. And these are invisible, can't see them, but we all have them. And wherever these are, the energy field within that little sphere of emotion is going to be interfered with to some degree. So the chemical reactions taking place in that area are a little altered. Blood flow, lymph flow altered to a little degree. The flow of acupuncture meridian energy through an area like that can be completely stopped. And so when we remove the emotional energy, then suddenly that area can breathe again and function normally. And that's one of the reasons why it's not at all unusual for physical pain to disappear, often instantaneously, when an emotional energy is removed. I've seen it countless times. It's just unbelievable. And that's one of the reasons why I left practice 22 years ago now, to get this message out to the world, because people have to know this is real.
Yeah, definitely is. I'm curious, you've mentioned so many testimonials. Is there one that's real dramatic transformational story that you witnessed when someone's heart wall was released? Anything comes to mind that's like, that's one of my favorites?
One of my favorites is a woman that came in to see me. She had really pretty severe neck pain. It was about a 9 on a 0 to 10 scale. She'd seen a couple of other doctors for it. And as I was talking with her, she told me that she was 38 years old. She was a nurse. And she said she had not dated in 8 years and was never going to date again. She was going to die a single woman, live her whole life single. And she was an attractive woman. And I said, well, can you tell me why, how did you arrive at this? And she said that 8 years before, she was really deeply in love with this guy that dumped her and broke her heart. Well, I tested her and found that she had put up a wall around her heart made of these trapped emotions. In fact, there were three trapped emotions making up this wall. And each one of these trapped emotions had actually become trapped in her body during the breakup 8 years before. So I cleared those one at a time. It probably took me about, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 minutes. And when we cleared the last one, her heart wall was suddenly gone. And guess what? The neck pain went with it. Went from a 9 to a 0 instantly. She was so excited. That's what she'd come in for, the neck pain. And it was gone. So she got what she wanted. And she didn't come back for about 3 months. And I'll always remember, I saw her in the hallway of my office in our clinic. And I said, hey, I remembered her immediately. And I said, hey, how are you? What's going on? She said, you know, my neck has been fine since I was here. But she said, you cleared that heart wall from me. And that really works. She said, about 2 weeks after I was here, I found out my childhood sweetheart has been living right around the corner from me for almost 8 years. And we're dating and we're in love. And I think he's going to ask me to marry him. And I thought, wow, that's a nice shift.
It sure is. I'm curious, how do you distinguish between healthy emotional boundaries, which we kind of all need, and a heart wall that's limiting our capacity for connection and joy?
Well, boundaries are important. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize. One of the things that you learn when you start to release your own emotional baggage is you learn how important it is to kind of be in control of your emotions, because oftentimes we develop emotional baggage because we think that our emotions are controlling us, not realizing that we really can control our emotions and we can choose what emotion we're going to feel in response to any particular thing that comes along. But the amazing thing that I have learned over all these years, 37 years now as a holistic doctor, is that we just are absolutely clueless by and large about the effects that our emotional baggage is having on us. And for example, in almost 4 decades now, every disease process that I have seen has had an emotional component to it. Every single one. In fact, sometimes there have been cases where I really do believe that a disease was caused solely by an emotional experience that was not processed, and that emotional energy is having such a huge effect on the body that it's finally manifesting. You know, I think that eventually things that are going on within the spirit of the human being eventually manifest as physical, as mental, as emotional issues. This is something that I've been doing for a long time. I've done probably around 1,700 interviews now, talked to 500 million people around the world, and I'm going to keep doing this until the day that I die, because the word about this has got to get out to the world. And it's not going to come through Western medicine, because they're doing their thing with drugs and surgery and so on. And that's fine, because that's always going to be needed. But the reality of it is, we are divine beings. We're waking up to that fact. And we're waking up to the fact that our emotional baggage is the single biggest common denominator for all of our physical and mental and emotional issues. Think about that. I mean, there are people right now that are listening to this show that are in pain, and I can guarantee you there is an emotional component to that pain. And getting rid of that emotional component can get rid of that pain. And that can be, gee, just the other night, I was talking to a group of about 300 people, maybe 400, and a woman came up out of the audience. Her neck pain was a 9 out of 10. I said, how long have you had this pain? She said, 5 years. And I said, well, did something happen 5 years ago? She said, yes, she was robbed. And so I cleared a couple of trapped emotions about the robbery. Every time we'd clear a trapped emotion, the pain level would go down. And then we found the very last emotion that got her to a 0 on the pain scale, but it wasn't about the robbery. It was something that had happened before she was even born. When she was in the third trimester, her mother was experiencing an intense emotion of heartache about something that she was going through. And that emotional energy became absorbed by that baby's body. And so she had had that all of her life. And when we cleared that, the pain finally went to 0 after 5 years at a 9 out of 10. I mean, this is not unusual. And the beauty of the heart code is that people can do this themselves. It's not difficult. It's actually really simple.
Yeah, that's great. I know most doctors that I mentioned in the intro, you know, including cardiologists, they focus diet, nutrition, weight loss, exercise. Are any of these things important when it comes to unlocking the heart code? Or can you have somebody who's just super fit, super healthy, still locked up?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't really matter. I mean, if you've got a heart wall, it doesn't matter what your diet is like. I mean, obviously you want to have the best diet you can have, get lots of sunshine, plenty of fresh water, exercise, etc. But those things are not going to remove the emotional baggage that you have built up around your heart. Maybe when you were a kid and you used to cry yourself to sleep at night, or maybe it began from a breakup in junior high. That's the reality. All of those things are important, yes. But, you know, I've seen many cases where people were suffering from some kind of a disease process, and releasing the emotional energy that's always present in every disease process has been enough to help them, to assist their body to be able to finally get over it. Because the reality of it is, all of these external things that we do, the drugs that we take to try to help things, the food, everything else, none of those things really take the place of the body's ability to heal itself. The emotion code, the body code, the heart code, the belief code, the work that I've been able to bring into the world is really all about one thing, and that is just removing the blockages that are in the body's way. That divine body that we all have has this innate ability, this incredibly powerful ability to heal itself. And so removing the things that are in the way can facilitate that healing. And that's what this is really all about. And emotional baggage is a huge component.
So true. So walking on the treadmill doesn't matter if you don't get that emotional exercise for your heart. So true, because people will see heart code. Oh, it's all about exercise. I do that. It's just so much deeper. And I think it's more profound when people can really just get that release. And I can see it happening pretty instantly because people don't realize it. When you say, hey, here's your issue, boom, the walls, it's released. It's fascinating. I'm curious, when someone gets a copy of the book, will they have all the tools they need to crack the code, or will they need to find practitioners trained in your methods for additional care, or can it just be self-care?
No, if people pick up the heart code, everything is in there, the whole method. The heart code is really a subset of the emotion code. That's the book that came out in 2007. And How to Get Rid of the Heart Wall is included in the emotion code book. But we wanted to write another book to really shine a bright light on this heart wall phenomenon, because it gets a little bit lost in the emotion code. And people don't realize how just unbelievably powerful this is. People have told us that for the first time, when that wall is taken down, they know what it's like to feel the emotion of love or joy. People have told us that for the first time in their life, when that wall around their heart is taken down, they can feel the love of God, the higher power, for them. Think how profound that is.
That's amazing. You reach millions of people globally with practitioners in over 90 countries. When you look at the ripple effect, I'm curious, you know, families healed, relationships restored, people reclaiming their capacity for love. What does that mean to you personally? You must sleep good at night.
Well, yeah, it's absolutely just the most astonishing thing to me. When I was in practice, all I wanted to do was just help my patients as best as I possibly could. And I was studying everything that I could to try to help them. Ancient things, new things, things that might have been frowned upon at one point. I would try anything. It was a matter really of prayer too. I had a moment of silence before I would work on any patient, and nobody knew what I was doing, but I was asking God to please help me with this person. And there were times when information would flood in from up above about what to do, how to help this person. And it was really an amazing thing. And so I learned for myself that when we ask, we do receive. And that higher power, God or source energy, whatever however you want to refer to it, I refer to God as Father in heaven, is always there, is always available, is always listening. So when we ask for help, that help is there. It doesn't always come in the way we expect. Sometimes that help comes through other people, and sometimes it comes later than what we hope and want, but it always comes. So that's really been a part of this. And so for me, this is really a mission. This world has to change. This world has been bouncing around in these very, very low vibrational energies like hatred and resentment and on for all of these centuries since the beginning. And this world has to change. And that change is imminent, I believe. And so we do that. We achieve that change by getting rid of the emotional baggage and by opening the heart really of one person at a time. And as we do that, there is a net effect that as they begin to rise in their own vibrational levels, the whole world begins to raise its vibration. And pretty soon, we're not stuck on the rocks anymore. Pretty soon, mankind is beginning to ascend the world that's coming, I think, is a world that is going to be unlike any world we've ever known. I think we're going to have to go through some things to get there. But you know, all the holy men and all of the prophets and seers throughout thousands of years have seen our time, I believe, and they've seen this happen. And so I think that this work is part of that, giving back this healing birthright to everybody that they come into the world with, to be able to heal themselves by and large, to heal their family members, to heal their loved ones. There's always going to be a need for Western medicine, but outside of Western medicine, there is an awful lot that can be done just by removing emotional baggage. We see relationships healed. We see families healed. We see all kinds of amazing things happen. And people can do that themselves. Or, like I said, the information is, it's all in the Heart Code book about how to get rid of your own heart wall and other people's as well. But if you go to discoverhealing.com, you can find a practitioner that can work with you. And because this is quantum healing, really, it's energy medicine. It's not bound by any kind of distance. You might find that the person that you really like to work with, maybe they're in Singapore or maybe in Berlin or something, but we've got a map of people all over the world there. And if you want to get a copy of the Heart Code book, of course, they're available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target.com. But if you go to drbradleynelson.com and you buy 5 books, we will actually set you up for a free Heart Code session with one of our practitioners.
Fantastic. It was so great having you back on the show, sharing your heart-filled insights. I'm sure listeners took some notes, and they don't need notes. Get the book. It's excellent. It's called The Heart Code, The Breakthrough Method to Open Your Heart and Transform Your Life. You can learn more at drbradleynelson.com. And while there, be sure and check out the many resources available. He's got so many articles and videos and his upcoming events. You can follow him on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Discover Healing. On X, he's at Disc Healing. You can follow me on Facebook and X at Dr. David Friedman. On Instagram, I'm at Dr. D. Friedman. If you heard Dr. Nelson share something today that somebody you know needs to hear, and I'm sure you did, send them a link to this podcast. It's available to yourgoodhealthradio.com, and peruse our podcast library. Share these segments of interest with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. You hear me say it all the time, sharing is caring. Too important information to keep to yourself. Don't be selfish. And you can also subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. More to come. Stay tuned and keep your heart walls open.